The 10-part MindCalm program. Part 1. Connection. The daily schedule for this part of the program is as follows. Morning MindCalm sitting. Using Om connection with your focus on the soles of your feet. Daytime MindCalm game. Reality check. Tune into your senses to notice now. Daytime Peace with Mind protocol. Get peace with aspects of your body that you don't like. Evening MindCalm sitting, using all 10 calm thoughts. The recommended durations for the calm sittings is 10 to 15 minutes, or longer if you have time. This part of the program focuses on the calm thought, Om connection, with your focus on the soles of the feet. Calm thought meaning, everything in the cosmos is connected. You are connected to the earth, the air you breathe, the food you eat, the water you drink, the nature you live within, the people on all corners of this planet, and all living organisms, both seen and unseen. Connection sits at the heart of consciousness and all existence. Calm thought purpose. Getting too caught up in your mind causes you to lose connection with the earth, become imbalanced, feel isolated, and be less effective in the world. Being less engaged in the mind often leads to an awakening to the intricate interconnectedness of everything and everyone in the universe that, when known and experienced, radically transforms your relationship with yourself and life itself. Calm thought focus. Feeling your feet is a very simple way of drawing your attention downwards to be less in your mind and more grounded. Using Om connection whilst focusing on the soles of your feet helps you to connect with Mother Earth's healing and transformative powers. You find that you begin to really appreciate the beauty of the physical world and your connection to it. This is also a great calm thought to start any calm sitting, as it gets you out of your busy mind and into body awareness, and acts as a great way of connecting to the meditation you are about to do. The MindCalm game for this part of the program is Reality Check. Tune in to your senses to notice now. The more you're in the moment, the less you are in your mind, and the quieter it naturally becomes. Furthermore, as you become actively aware of what's happening now, you experience the still silent fragrance of what your awareness is like. This reality check involves taking your attention to your senses to fully see, feel, hear, smell, and taste whatever is occurring right now. For this game, there are the full instructions and also a quick start version if you are on the move and don't want to explore sensory awakening in detail, but still want to get some super cool and calming results. First, here's the quick start instructions. Visual. Notice an object that is currently in your field of vision that you were unaware of previously. Audio. Notice a sound that is currently occurring in your proximity that you were unaware of previously. Touch. Notice something that you are physically touching that you were not aware of previously. Becoming attentive to these new visual, auditory, and kinesthetic things in your immediate environment can cause your mind to become calm. Now, here's the full sensory awakening instructions. Notice what you can see. Only look without labeling. Look at the colors. Look at the shapes. Look at the textures. Notice the light. Look at the distance between objects. Be aware of the space. Focus on individual objects, noticing things about them that you may have previously missed. Notice what you feel. Now, notice all that you are touching. Notice your clothes, the ground, and the chair, if you're sitting on one. Feel the air dancing around you. Feel the temperature. Notice how it feels to breathe. Feel life inside and around you. Just feel. Now listen to the sounds. Tune in. Avoid labeling or judging. Just listen. Be super stereo, tuning into sounds that you may have been previously missing. Are there birds or traffic in the distance? Is there a ticking clock? Or can you hear the sound of the air traveling up and down your nostrils? Tune in and listen as if the volume has been turned all the way up. Now notice the smells. Take your attention to your nose by feeling the air as it enters your nostrils. Simply being fully aware of the air moving in and out of your nose can be an extremely enjoyable experience if you are fully attentive and involved in each breath. While you're at it, focus fully on what you can smell right now. Is the smell sharp or dull, high or low, sweet or sour? Take your attention to your nose and notice how your mind becomes clearer when you do so. Now notice the tastes. Void of food, what tastes are already present within your mouth? Also play with sensory awakening with different foods and drinks. Totally tune in to your taste buds, the textures of the food, and of course, how it tastes. What is it like to hold liquid temporarily in your mouth before you swallow? How does the food feel between your teeth as you chew? The simplest foods and drinks can be the most delicious experience if you eat consciously. By filling your attention with your senses, you leave less attention for your thinking mind. Naturally, you think less and become more fulfilled with whatever you are seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Now, the Peace with Mind protocol, with the focus on getting peace with your body. Use the Peace with Mind protocol to heal your relationship with aspects of your body, including shape, weight, flaws, illness or illnesses, food, habits, fitness, and energy levels. Using the above list for inspiration, consider what you currently perceive to be a problem relating to your body. Then use the Peace with Mind protocol to get peace with the thoughts and emotions that you're having about the specific issue relating to your body. For example, you might notice that you regularly resist the shape of your body. To use the protocol, consider what it is about the shape of your body that you do not like. Your first thought might be, I'm fat, or I'm too big, or I'm too skinny. Once you're clear on the special thought, notice where you feel it in your body. Then progress to the bring it on part of the protocol by letting the thought and emotion be present within you. Doing so will reduce your mind's resistance to it and the emotion will subside accordingly, making the thought less personal. By all means, at this point, continue to do whatever you can to lose or gain weight if it is healthier to do so. But you'll be more at peace with your current body shape while you go about making whatever changes you desire.